in the house. Where everybody is taking, they're telling that I have some sort of disease. Some sort of disease of wind. For that reason, I have become crazy person. Mad. All are saying. What do you think? Sivat Pandit then say, your plight is so much excellent that if I got this, you would have been very much blessed. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you have said that I am also, you said that I am a crazy person or mad, then I would have left this body. After that, when all the so-called Brahmins and Hindus, they are reproaching, they are scolding of all the devotees, you are making so much sound. What is this? So much sound of the mridanga, and mridanga, and also of cymbals, and also of the blowing of the conch shells, all these things. We cannot sleep. What? Where from we have got this? And they are chastising, they are rebuking them. At that time, Chatkaji, he also was passing that. He heard it. Oh! And all submitted their complaint against it. Chatkaji was the governor of that place. This is disturbing. He was from this house. They are making loud sound from Kirtan. Then he came and broke the mridanga. And they are afraid. All are afraid. And warn, if you do this, then it will be punished. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so long, was performing Sankirtan within the houses, doors, by closing the doors. The conditioned souls of this world, those who are averse to Sri Krishna, they shouldn't enter. But now he says, I shall take out Nagar Sankirtan procession. You come. With light, etc., lamp. And they came, and the huge procession, all Tvadjajya, Nityananda, and Sivash Pandit, all there, they have got so many groups of Sankirtan. They are performing Sankirtan by the side of the bank of the Ganges, and they are going towards Chatkaji. Chatkaji, by seeing so many persons, millions, refrained, he entered into this house. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there and he very cordially called him. You are my maternal uncle and I have come and you are not coming to receive me. What is this? Because in Krishna Lila, Kongsha, Krishna, the Kongsha is related with Krishna, for that reason. By hearing that, then Chatkaji appeared and said, after doing that, after breaking the mridanga, when I came, in the night I see a horrible figure, Narasingha, a figure, and he wanted to kill me by forgetting my chest, etc., with the nails. I was crying. I will not do this. I will never do this. My other person said, no, nobody will do this. Then he rescued me. He released me from this clutch. And after that, this is the sign of the nails. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of Narasingha frightened them, Chatkaji, first. So when there be any difficulty, you have to take shelter to Nrisimhadeva. Our Sivas Pandit also, when they were chastising Sivas Pandit and all the outsiders, all the Brahmins are chastising and rebuking and doing many things, and he was afraid, perhaps they will do something, they are not good persons. And by closing the door, he was remembering Nrisimhadeva. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not conceal him by seeing that Sivas Pandit's trouble. He came there and knocked the door, opened it, and he showed his body. Why you are afraid? I have come. Then they all worship. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was forced to make his own Lord, Supreme Lord form, appear as Supreme Lord form. And Narayana was there, she was also there, had the opportunity of seeing. Don't be afraid of. For that is, you see, so much love for the devotees. For that reason, in Sivas Pandit's house, he made his pastimes of being a Supreme Lord, sitting on the throne. Come, all come. All the devotees come. I shall show your own object of worship. Whatever you want, I shall give you boon. All. Because after that he will live Navadvip Dham, then they will be in great separation grief. Maybe they may die. For that then, earlier to that, he showed them. There is no fear. I shall remain near at Puri. No fear. And they showed all the forms, and they were very much glad. And after that, he left after taking sannyas from Bharati Swami, by taking sannyas. And he first came to Shantipur for the judge's place. And after the second time, he went to Puri Dham. That time. So much love for the devotees. And Sivas Pandit could not remain. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip Dham, Sivas Pandit, Sri Ram Pandit and his wife could not remain in Navadvip Dham due to separation grief. They left that place and went to another place, Harishar, one rail station is there. There by the side of the Ganges. And the birthplace of Ishwar Puripad. There. He remained there, always weeping for getting the service of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And always weeping. Mahaprabhu, with all personalities, came to his house and set his holy footprints, and they are very much glad. And all, they forgot everything, and they were serving always, 24 hours serving, always getting bliss, infinite bliss contact, and they are very glad. But Chaitanya Prabhu saw, he is a household devotee. He is not doing any kind of effort to earn money. How he can maintain his family? What is this? You are not an ascetic, he called. What you are doing? Always serving sadhus. You have got your own dependents and so many sadhus. How he can serve them? You should earn some money. Then he made a clapping sound. Like this. What is the meaning of this clapping sound? One day I shall remain without food. Second day I shall observe first. And third day also. And then I shall kill myself by drowning in the Ganges. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because it is his knowledge, I am maintainer, sustainer is Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Lord. We are the servitors. We cannot sustain or maintain ourselves. So what why should we should think about this? We have to serve him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loudly spoke. If Lakshmi Devi, the absolute counterpart of Narayan, presiding deity of wealth, she had to beg. It may be possible. There has been no want in your house. But you have to believe the Supreme Lord is the only sustainer, maintainer. And after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Purushottam Dham. Sivas Pandit went there with all the devotees on foot. We cannot imagine now. We cannot perform parikrama in Navadvip Dham. But they are going to Purushottam Dham, which takes, it took at least 1 month to reach there on foot. And 4 months stayed there, and again returned on foot. Can you imagine? And they are happy by seeing. Not by, now we have, when we go to Purushottam Dham to Puri, we have to reserve birth, we have to make all arrangement of food, etc., everything, then we can. At that time, they went on foot. And they returned on foot and stayed there for 4 months with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being household devotee, not ascetic. For that reason, why you have this, make this sound? Why? But you are the only sustainer, maintainer. If I cannot maintain myself, all right, if I am serving you and I may be unable to maintain the family, let me die, because you are here, you are the sustainer and maintainer, why I shall spend my energy for earning money? For that reason, I shall jump into the Ganges and die. So all these things you will find in Sivas Pandit's house. When you will have connection with Sivas Pandit, any kind of connection, any kind of service of Sivas Pandit, you will get everything. There is one maid servant in Sivas Pandit's house. Her name was Dukhi. Dukhi means one who is in distress, Dukhi, calling, and instructed her, you should bring the water of the Ganges and keep it in the pitcher, clay pot, big pot. It was like that. Every day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after performing, dancing and kirtan whole night, he goes to the Ganges for taking bath. Someday he may say that I am tired, I cannot go. Then he used to be bathed here. Our bathing ceremony should be done here with the Ganges water. You should bring it. She used to bring every day. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going. Then she was, I am an insignificant person. చైతన్య మహాప్రభు భగవాన్ విల్ నాట్ టేక్ మై సర్వీస్. దెన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ డే చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, నో ఐ కెనాట్ గో టు ది గ్యాంజెస్ బ్యాంక్ ఆఫ్ ది గ్యాంజెస్ టు టేక్ బాత్, ఐ కెనాట్. దెన్ వాట్ సుఖే ప్రభు, హ్యావ్ యూ బ్రాట్ వాటర్? ఎస్ ఎస్ ఎస్, బ్రింగ్ ఇట్. అండ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు సైడ్, హూమ్ యూ హ్యావ్ కాల్డ్ దుఃఖి? హీ ఈజ్ నాట్ దుఃఖి, హీ సుఖి. హీ హ్యాస్ గాట్ ది హ్యాపీనెస్, యాక్చువల్ బ్లీస్, బీయింగ్ ఎ మేడ్ సర్వెంట్ యువర్ గ్రేస్ట్ మై చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. ఇఫ్ యూ డూ సమ్ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ సర్వీస్ టు శ్రీభాష్ పండిత్, ఇమీడియట్లీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఉంది will be merciful to you, give you everything. One Muslim tailor, working in the tailor, he used to sew all the garments of Shivaj Pandit. Perhaps he did not take any money for this. Perhaps, I think it is not written there. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going, by performing Sankirtan, was going on the road. And he saw that tailor and he showed him his own part. By seeing that, he was crying. Muni Rishi, all the saints, by tremendous penance cannot have darshan of Supreme Lord. But that tailor, Muslim tailor, had gone. By serving a devotee, Shivaj Pandit, if we can serve Shivaj Pandit, if we can serve their extended form, our Guru Bhargava, etc., Vaishnavas, there will be no difficulty of getting the grace of Supreme Lord. Supreme grace will come through them.